trust the resurrected Lord. You cannot leave here today without a blessing in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, I announce, I decree, the blessing of the Lord is living here with you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And hallelujah. Welcome to the Blessing Sunday service for the month of May. What is the Blessing Sunday all about? All right, let me use that as an introduction now. So, our subject is Blessed for the Top, part 2. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to verse 2, and then verse 13. And it shall come to pass, he said, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Somebody say a loud amen. Our objective in this subject is to understand the blessing way to the top. Number 2 is to understand what to do to access the blessing. Blessing way to the top and accessing what to do to access the blessing. I want to start by way of introduction to say that one of the strongest forces on the earth today, or in fact on the earth at all, is the force of the blessing. The blessing is potent. The blessing is vital. Listen, the blessing is not just a greeting, you are blessed. The blessing is a force. That was the force that God introduced at creation. When God made man, he didn't give them money, he didn't give them cash, he didn't give them nothing. He gave them the blessing, and God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That blessing turned the earth into something. After the flood happened, and the earth had almost been wiped out, when God wanted to restart the earth with Noah, he reintroduced the blessing. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, all the way. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He blessed Noah. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. In other words, I'm about to start again. And I start again with the blessing. That is a revelation for somebody already. In case a chapter of your life was closed, and there is a need to start a new chapter, you can start the new chapter by the force of the blessing. And I see somebody starting again by the blessing. If you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. Amen. You go through scriptures. you will see the blessing. And even in contemporary days, the greatest nation on the earth today is America. Even though they are straying away from what made them great, with all manner of demonic agenda, man with man and all those kind of things, but it started with a blessing. Founding fathers found the nation on Jehovah God. On their currency is boldly written, "In God we trust." Despite secular humanists and atheists till today, that "in God we trust" has made that currency literally the strongest on the earth. Even if there were other currencies stronger than them, all currencies take the dollar as a reference. God bless America is a song that was popularized in the 60s. And they sang and they blessed at their presidential breakfast, at their Independence Day ceremonies. God bless America. That blessing caught the nation until they wangled effortlessly into greatness. Many people don't like the Jews. They are very aggressive and they want to defend themselves at all costs. But the blessing made the Jews. If there are 20 Nobel Prizes to be won, 4 out of the 20 will go to the Jews. If there are 100, 20 will go to the Jews. 1/5 of Nobel Prize winners on the earth are Jewish. Either Jewish in Jewish land or Jewish in other nations. The Jewish people are the only people who have presidents of other countries that are Jews. By the power of the blessing. The blessing is a force. Now, why do we bless? Why a blessing Sunday in church? Because it is an official curriculum. It's in the syllabus of the priest to bless the people. Numbers chapter 6, verse 23. He said, "Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, that is the priesthood, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep, the Lord bless thee, the Lord keep thee, the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and the Lord give thee peace." He said, verse 27, "And they shall put my name." So when you are blessing people, you are putting the name of God on them. "And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Somebody say amen. Somebody who is excited to be in this blessing service, say aloud amen. Why should the priest bless the people in case the father who should have blessed the man didn't bless him? In case the only thing you received from your father was curses. Then the superior authority of priesthood can cancel the blessing of your life. And in Africa, we deal with a lot of generational curses. There is almost a witch in every family. In every clan. One elder in my village said, in the village, people don't die for nothing. They don't die by nothing. If they die, there must be a reason. There is a reason. Either somebody charmed him, or witchcraft killed him, or the local deity caught him. Ibegu Aleku. Whatever it's called in your own place. Something, it must be something. So we celebrated a lot of curses and generational curses. And we understand that the answer to darkness is light. If you want darkness to go, the easiest way to make darkness go is not necessarily to pray against darkness. Just turn on the light. If you want this curses ancestral curses, generational curses, witchcraft curses to be swallowed up. Just turn on the blessing. That is what I'm here to do this morning. Everyone here today who has been a victim of ancestral curse, generational curse, witchcraft curse, family curse, occultic curse, I declare the curse is broken. One of our daughters in the house said the other day, a colleague in the office is giving her deadline of when, giving himself when to die. Are you hearing me? This is why the blessing is necessary. So that when a demonic agent, marred by the spirit of hell, or an authority figure, or an occultic personality, anywhere to be found, release any word to you, it can be reversed by the power of the blessing. The superior power of superior authority. I told her, the man tells you that you will die in his capacity as what? As your father? As your mother? As your spiritual father? If it's a joke, stop it. The man says, it's not a joke. I'm just telling you reality. That devil is a liar. Listen to me. Anyone here today that you have an utterance that is hanging on your life from the kingdom of darkness that is contrary to your destiny, that utterance is reversed back to hell. You cannot be cut short before your time. You will fulfill your days. Somebody say, I shall fulfill my days. I must fulfill my days. My destiny is not in the hands of any man. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Waiting the work for you. Pass waiting the work against you. You hear waiting at the talk, so. Like they say in worry, you hear waiting at the answer, waiting the work for you, pass, waiting the work against. The anointing is on your side. The name of Jesus is on your side. The ministry of angels is on your side. The blood of Jesus is on your side. The prophetic mantle is on your side. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. One of our brethren, take your seat, sent me a text message that some wicked people wrote him a letter and said that they are going to kill themselves, not him. Next thing, they put a bullet, big AK-47 bullet, put it inside an envelope and drop it with and sent it to him. That this is one of the things they will use against themselves, not against him. He became jittery and quiverish. I told him, I said, they won't harm you and there's no hair from your head that can drop. Pray in tongues, type it, and send it to them. He said, how can I do it? I said, okay, I'll do it for you. Lekoko barakatasatash. Lekoko bara tash. I just typed it the way it sounded. I forwarded it to him. He forwarded it to them. When they saw it, they called him on the spot. Called him on the spot. They said, what is this? Say, read it. Say, what is that? The man said it is an incantation from his high priest. Hey! You know that will release on them confusion on the spot. The devil inside the man will automatically check out and change his mind. Just listen, you are not permitted to be wasted like chicken. That is the power of a blessing. The Lord bless you. You didn't understand that was why you're here. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. And the Lord give you peace. Take your seat, let us rush. Now. We don't know what we have. That is why we shake and quiver before the forces of darkness. But in addition to everything that you must hear, the blessing is the transportation of the blessed to the topmost places of life. The blessing is a supernatural lifter. A supernatural lift for lives and destinies. Supernatural lift, supernatural shield is both a lift and a shield. When you are going up on a 60-story building and you go through a lift and another person goes through the staircase, that shows clearly to you the difference between the blessed and the unblessed. The time it will take the man to go through the staircase, the man on the lift has gone many times. If you look at the scripture, the Lord will cause the blessing to come upon you, and you shall be above only. Deuteronomy 28:13. Above only. Spiritually, materially, mentally, above only. Spiritually, mentally, socially, above only. And never beneath. You look at Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 5. You see the description that was given to our God. Then the Levites, Jeshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. And blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted. His name is blessed and is exalted. Above all human blessings and praise, whatever is blessed cannot be tied. Whatever is blessed cannot be caged. If your life is blessed, your destiny is blessed, you can't be tied down. You can't be held down. You can't be caged up. When the blessing of God is upon you, spiritually, if people want to find you, they have to look up. They can't look down and see you. You know the meaning of that? If they have to find you, they have to look up. They can't look down and see you. Do you know the meaning of that? They have to look up to you. They can't look down at you. It is a blessing that will make us sing this kind of song. I am going higher. Yes, I am. I am going higher today. I am going higher, yes I am.
Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadows into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher to hallelujah. I am going higher. Yes, higher. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher. Yes, higher. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus.
Two more times.
Hallelujah. I'm going higher. Yes, I am.
Hey!
I'm going higher today. I'm going higher. Yes.
Going with Jesus to stay.
I'm going above the shadow. Into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher today.
Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow into the presence of God. Say that,
hallelujah.
Going higher today, and no power of hell can keep you down. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, you are going higher, you are going higher, you are going higher. You are not going downward, you are not going downward. No devil can keep you down. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. It is very sweet to serve God. Let's look at the examples of three people that were blessed of God, and the blessing took them up. We saw the example of Abraham, Jacob, and Joseph on Job in the first service. In this service, our first example is Isaac. Isaac, in Genesis chapter 26, verse 12, the Bible said, and Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The Lord blessed him. What happened when the Lord blessed him? And he waxed great from that one blessing and went forward from one blessing and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. When you are blessed, your life is enviable. When you are cursed, your life is pitiable. There's a difference between the blessing and the curse. When a man is blessed, life is enviable. When a person is cursed, life is pitiable. When you are blessed, when people look at you, they say, see what God has done. When a person is cursed, when people see me, they say, see what the devil has done. And I announce to someone here today, You can't live a pitiable life. Anything that makes your life to exist as a pity, whether you are in the pit or whatever makes you exist as a pity, I declare it is arrested by the blessing today.
Take your seat, Isaac. Genesis 26, verse 16. One man, a whole nation, say you are bigger than us. And Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, said to Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. You are a person, we are a nation, but you are bigger than us. By the blessing, a man became bigger than a nation. And in verse 22 of Genesis 26, Isaac continued until God brought him to his place of enlargement. Beloved, you are seated in a blessing service today. Nothing shall make your life pitiable. People, by the blessing of God, will soon begin to ask you, please tell us your secret. The believers say aloud, amen. Number two. Example. Joseph. Joseph was a slave. In exile. Say it like this. A slave that was a foreigner. His brother sold him into slavery. Now, the two things were against him. Number one, he wasn't a citizen. Number two, he wasn't a free man. Yet he became the prime minister. In fact, three things now. First of all, a stranger. Number two, slave. Number three, prisoner. But there was something on Joseph that could not keep him down. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Ay, 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 ay. Genesis 29, verse 2. And he looked and behold, 39 verse 2, 39, 2, 3, 9, 2. The Lord was with Joseph and made him a prosperous man. How do you talk about a prosperous property? Because in those days, a slave was a property. That this car is very prosperous. So this chair has prosperity. A slave was a property. It can be sold, it can be bought, it can be whatever. His wife is not his. His children are not his. They belong to the slave owner. Prosperous property. Because the blessing of God was upon him. In Genesis 41 verse 40 to 44, this slave, hear what the king told him, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain around his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. What was working for Joseph? The blessing. Listen. If God is not against you, and you are not against you, nothing can be against you. Do you hear what I just said? If God is not against you, and you are not against you, anybody who is against you is wasting their life. Another way to say it, if God is for you, and you are for you, they are just wasting their lives. That was what happened for Joseph. A prosperous property. Today, I am anointed to announce that whatever had worked against you before today, they are now unworked. You heard the testimony of the young military officer? Is it in this service? He was serving here when the crocodile that was inside him, he was unaware, jumped out of him. And the mantle of the commission cut that crocodile into four pieces. He was walking as a normal person without knowing that a crocodile was inside him. But when two powers jam, the lower power must bow. When the power of darkness jams the power of light, the power of darkness must bow. I am here to announce to every devil, I am here with a superior power, and I command them to bow now. If the Almighty is connected to your life, your history cannot stop your destiny. Joseph had a history that should have stopped him. A slave, a prisoner, that was accused of raping somebody's wife. Bad, bad name, bad name. All of those things should have stopped Joseph. But he was unstoppable. Because who is he that said it? And it came to pass when the Lord commanded it not. If the Almighty is connected to you, your history cannot stop your destiny. Where you are coming from cannot stop where you are going to. I don't know who God sent me to speak to today, but where God has ordered for you to go, you shall get there. Enemies notwithstanding, wicked forces notwithstanding, shout the loudest, amen. Finally, Noah, please take your seat. And as I speak about Noah, I am fully conscious that there are people here who have the situation that looks like Noah, where everything has ended, and it looks like there is a need for a new beginning. Genesis 9, 1 to 3. God gave Noah a new beginning. When the flood finished the earth, when he dropped the blessing upon Noah. You read all the way to verse 19. You see what the blessing did for Noah. By that blessing, Noah and his children dominated the earth. Three sons of Noah. That is, Noah gave birth to three sons. And by these three sons, the whole earth was overwhelmed. What was working for Noah made it impossible for his children and himself to be overwhelmed. When the blessing is upon you, you finish what wants to finish you. You defeat what wants to defeat you. You swallow up what wanted to swallow you up. Somebody say a loud amen. Say a louder amen in Lusaka, Zambia. Say a louder amen at the Glory Dome in Dunamis, Zaria. Say the loudmost amen if you believe and shout the loudest amen. What will the blessing do for you? How does the blessing take the blessed up? Three things I will say
Not what I said already in the first service because of time. Number one. The blessing imparts the power to prevail. In all of life's situations, power to prevail. Genesis 32:28. And he said, when Jacob asked for the blessing, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Power to prevail. Power to stand. Power to thrive. Power to survive all weather. A blessed man is like the wind that is unstoppable. Every attempt to stop the wind is to make more ways. Somebody say aloud, amen. Power to pray, especially in adverse situation. When men say they are cast down, if the blessing is upon you, you are saying there is a lifting up. In all due respect, there are some people in our nation today who are not aware of the economic situation. We had a workers' meeting today. The place was still jammed with people, workers who came. Despite almost zero possibility of movement for fuel purpose. Am I communicating? You can cue into the frequency of the blessing and float above waters. Mahashakokobakadagala. Above the flood. Have you read Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1 before to verse 3. It looks to me like the story of the blessing. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. And he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by your name. You are mine. When thou passest through the floods, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when thou walkest through the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thou shalt not be burnt. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. The smell of fire cannot be felt. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. I can keep on going. Since you are precious in my sight, I have honored you. When Jehovah honors you, nobody can dishonor you. He said you have been honorable. And I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for you. And people for your life. That is, anybody looking for you, I spare you and I ruin them. That scripture shall be fulfilled in somebody's life yet. Somebody say a louder amen. Look at your neighbor, say I am blessed, so I survive all weather. Look at somebody by yourself, say I am too blessed to be affected by changing weather. How many of you know that a palm tree does not know dry season? Have you seen the palm tree in your village before? Evergreen. They have roots that connect with subterranean waters. Ay, 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 ay. That is why the Bible says the righteous shall flourish. Like what? Like the mango tree. Psalm 92, verse 11, 12. 92, 11, 12. 92:11-12. My eyes shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire on the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Cedar in Lebanon is like that. The meaning of that is they don't know change of weather. Hola, hola. Rainy season, then day. Dry season, then day. Palm fronds and the palm nuts is permanent throughout the year. Look at the neighbor, say, I'm too blessed to be dependent on weather. Power to prevail. That was what happened. Please take your seat to Jacob in the book of Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. In the house of Laban, I experienced that God has blessed you. Bless me for your sake since your coming. He told Laban in verse 30, it was a little you had before I came, but God multiplied you since I came here. The same was the story of Potiphar's house. Inside the house where he was a slave. We read it already, Genesis 39, 2 and 21. Joseph was still blessed. Power to prevail in all circumstances. Somebody say, I shall prevail. I told you before that when this construction was on, by the time this roof was starting, exchange rate had gone up to almost 4 or 5 times. From 190 at that time, it had gone to about 600, 700 naira to a dollar. That is, construction cost multiplied by 3 to 4 times. And you were looking for raw naira to buy raw dollar. Construction did not slow down one day. Because my God shall supply all our needs. Not according to the exchange rate of Nigeria, but according to his riches. Lift up your right and say, God is real. His word is real. His power is real. Let's begin to round off as fast as we can. Number two. The blessing fertilizes growth. It fertilizes growth unto greatness. Growth. Genesis 26 and in verse 2. He said, and verse 13. The Lord blessed him, verse 13. And the man was great. Went forward and grew. He grew until he became very great. He grew. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will make that growth. A person that is blessed, it's like a man that is planted by the riverside. I met one man many years ago. Whenever I went for a particular program in Lagos, Shiloh particularly, he was always hospitable. He will assist. He will do everything. He was doing businesses in 2 states at that time, Lagos and Ogun State. And then I laid hands on him, spoke into his life. And I said, very soon, by the blessing of the Lord, very soon, what you are doing will cover the country. And very soon, they will call you from African countries. I had forgotten. But that day, he told me, he said, what you just told me now. God's servant Bishop Papa Yedepo told him exactly word for word. Doubly confirmed. Next time we met, he had businesses in 34 out of 36 states of this country. 34 over 36. Maybe as of today, he has covered everywhere. He doesn't take 1 naira loan from a bank. Any job you give him, he has enough money to mobilize himself.
What did you call it? Rem. He stands today still as a church usher. Wife as a choir member. Nothing changed anything. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? Growth. How can you be by the riverside and be looking for water to drink? How can you be planted by the riverside and be drying up with thirst? Somebody say no more.
No more. Planted by the riverside. I'm watered by the Lord. I'm planted by the rivers. I'm watered by the Lord. The Holy Spirit is my comforter. I am planted. I am watered by the Lord.
Will you sing it now?
I'm planted by the riverside. I'm watered by the Lord. I'm planted by the riverside. I'm watered by the Lord. The Holy Spirit within me, He is my comforter. I am planted. I am watered.
Sing it three more times.
I'm planted by the riverside. I'm watered by the Lord.
I'm planted by the riverside.
I'm watered by the Lord.
Your life will never know dry season anymore. Whether you are in Wukari, in Taraba State, or anywhere else, your life will never know dry season anymore. That's upon your state, which location? Abakiliki. Your life will never know dry season anymore. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Finally, the blessing attracts supernatural resources. That is not something you go for or you beg for or you struggle for. It attracts supernatural resources. Genesis 13 and in verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle and in silver and in gold. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. He added no sorrow with it. This is not the kind of thing you kill to get. This is not the kind of thing you are dubious to become. It's a natural flow. And I'll talk about that shortly. Attracts. Today, every garment of wretchedness, begging, borrowing, empty-handedness, they are set on fire. You are saying amen, say it louder, amen. You are saying amen, shout the Lord most believers, amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Finally, how do I access the blessing? What is the way? Number one is proven walk with God. Proven walk with God. That is proved.
God will not release his blessing on the man who have other priorities of life. Proven walk.
See Isaac the blessed. See his story.
Genesis 24:63. And Isaac went out to meditate. Not to negotiate another contract. Not to pursue another source of, to meditate in the field at the evening, eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. He went to meditate. When he lifted up his eyes, truckload of blessing was on the way. Meditation is the doorway to manifestations. It's key to your possessions. Meditating on the Lord, meditating on his word.
Any person that I, when I give examples of people that are here and there blessed, please don't let any of the stories intimidate you. Let it motivate you. Just learn what can be learned. Because God is no respecter of persons. We know what he can do for another person by what we see him doing for one person.
Businesses in 34 states, businesses outside the country, money enough where you will not take a dime as loan to start any business, yet you lock out all businesses and come to wait on the Lord here in Patmos for 3 days. Phone closed, no call, nothing. Prepare my life for the next year. Am I communicating? You must not sweat to enjoy sweet in life. The word sweat came as a result of the curse. In the sweat of your face will you till the ground. And don't misunderstand me. Sweating is different from laboring. You must labor, but not with sweat. You must work hard, but not with costful sweating. Somebody say aloud, amen. Proven walk with God. Number two is the life of uprightness.
Abraham said, I lifted up my hand to the God of heaven.
That I will not take anything from you. Not a thread. Not a shoe lashing. Genesis 14:22. I won't take anything that is yours. Verse 23. I will not take from you a shoe lashing. I will not take anything that is yours. In case you will say, I have made Abraham rich. Abraham said, I won't cross your money into mine. I won't cheat you in a business transaction. I won't dupe you in a business deal.
Number one, I don't want it to be said that you made me.
And I don't want God to unmake me. Listen. God told Adam, everything here, eat. This one, don't eat. The moment you eat it, it is all over. Adam left 99% of what he was given. And with the advice of his wife, went to eat what he was not licensed to eat. And God said, is that so? What I gave you here is not enough for you. And you are going to eat what I didn't give you. Don't eat anything again.
Leave the garden. Leave the garden. Go and plant crop. Wait for it to germinate. Then you eat it. I don't know how Adam survived between the planting and the first fruit. Don't eat anything again. You know the meaning of that? When you touch the fruit that is not yours, you lose the garden that is yours. Many people ate 1 million and then finished their destiny. You touch, you eat the fruit you are not given. You lose the garden that is yours. Only 10,000 naira that you kept back can finish your destiny. Only 1 million you diverted. We traveled to commission something the other day. And when I returned back, the person, both the church, well, where we went to commission, the person said, so what is the airfare or the cost of the flight that want to pay it? I said, no need to pay it. Because the person, the flight we used, the person gave it to us free of charge. Do you understand? That is, somebody gave you plane free of charge that were meant to pay thousands of dollars. Then the person who is meant to do the payment, because it was the assignment you went, say, how much is it? Under normal circumstances, some people will still collect the money. That is the normal charge. I said, no, this is not for payment. It was given free. Wow. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I told him the price that is the correct price, he wouldn't know. There is no way he will know that it was given free. Somebody wants to eat something. That is not how to go. That is not how to go. I announce to somebody here today, Jehovah God will give you a change of story. Grace to be straight financially. That grace is released upon you. Number three is a life of obedience. God told Isaac in Genesis 26, verse 3 and in verse 4. Okay, start from verse 1. He said there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn, remain in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For unto you and to your seed, I will give all these countries. And Isaac remained. The instruction that you obey determines the satisfaction that you can experience. Instruction. Isaac obey. Lord, Nigeria is hard. I want to jackpot. That was what everybody was doing in the days of Isaac. They were living and going to Egypt. Egypt was like the America of those days. I want to go. Me, I want to go to Egypt. God said, remain in this land. All that glitters is not gold. Help is not abroad, it's above. Remain in this land. Isaac remained. I see a change of story. All of you that are abroad, I just saw Manchester now and UK. as many of you as are there, according to God's help and mercy and direction, you will not suffer in the foreign land. Your blessing shall meet you there. In the name of Jesus Christ. The important thing is not the location, is the direction. What is important to your destiny is not location, is divine direction, is divine revelation. It is not where you are, but whether God wants you to be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finally, it is the lifestyle of giving and the lifestyle of the covenant. In Genesis chapter 22, Genesis 28, 22. Jacob was talking to God. He said, "This stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and everything you will give me, I will surely give you the tenth of it." He made a covenant of the tithe. We read in Acts chapter 20 verse 35. He said, "I have showed you all things. How that so laboring you ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." Beloved, God is not looking for what to take from you. He's looking for what to give to you. When God took the rib from Adam, it's not because he was looking for bone. When he made a woman out of the rib, it's not because he was looking for a wife. Adam needed a wife. And God just took something from Adam to multiply it and return it back to Adam. Rib is one bone. A human being is about 204 bones, including big bones of the thigh. But he gave the bones and gave the arteries and the nerves and the veins and the tendons and the venules and the arterioles and the capillaries and the ligaments and all the connective tissues, and gave the lungs and the heart and the diaphragm and the liver and the kidneys and the ureters and the gallbladder and the urethra. From one bone. And God multiplied. That guy I told you just now, he said he doesn't have business with bank loan. You know what he said? He said, as for him, he doesn't calculate which one is 10%. Say, anything that entered his hand. So, I use this amount to do the business. So this one is the profit. So this is what I'm going to give. Everything, anything that enters his hand. Out to God. And then, giving to God in nine zeros. Effortless. He says it is better for God to cheat him than for him to cheat God. If you overpaid God, no problem. Can you see people's mentality? Some people say, oh, so what is the tithe of this naira? 25,723 naira 51 kobo. Please calculate it well. Calculate it well. I don't know how. That realm is a retarded realm. We are talking of the realm where God owns me. And anything he wants from me is available. That's the realm. All things come from you. Whatever you want from me, Lord, here am I. That is the realm God is looking for. Finally, today is the beginning of the best days of your life. Can you stand on your feet to the loudest shout of amen? It's a blessing service, and we're going to take the communion shortly. But I announce again that today is the beginning of the best days of your life.
Lift your hands and give the Lord a praise.
Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Lift your hands. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I'm blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine.
I am blessed in the morning.
I am blessed in the evening. Abraham, blessings are mine. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham, blessings are mine.
Lift your hands and let's appreciate God. Lift your voice 1 minute and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word today to me. Thank you for the reality of the blessing. I receive the grace to walk in the reality of your blessing. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go on ahead and speak to God. Grace to walk in the reality of the blessing. Blessing. I receive the grace to walk in that reality, Lord.
Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed
in the morning. I am blessed in the evening.
Abraham.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands, everybody. Father, thank you. We are going to pray the second prayer and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today.
I
receive the grace
to walk with you.
The grace
to walk in obedience.
The grace
to walk in
uprightness.
And the grace
to give
and live
in the covenant.
I receive them, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus. Now we are going to pray the three things we talk about in this service. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the impartation
of the power
to prevail
in all of life situations.
I receive
the impartation
of the power
to prevail
in all
of life situations. Say, Father,
I receive
the fertilization
of the blessing
for growth
in all realms.
I receive
the fertilization
of the blessing
for growth
in all realms.
And I'll say, Father,
I receive
the grace
to attract
supernatural
resources.
I receive it
now
in the name of Jesus.
Go on ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Ha ha ha.
Get your hands and let's appreciate him.
We're going to release the blessing shortly with the communion. But before then, anywhere you are this morning, you have heard the word. The Lord will bless the righteous. With favor, you will compass him about us with a shield. You are trusting the Lord for his blessing on your life. But you need to give your life to him. You need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Pray it louder. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.